Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
The Transfiguration of Our Lord, August the 6th, one of the 12 great feasts of the Orthodox Church, was established in the early years of Christianity. In this edition of Folk Studio, we bring you some of the traditions and customs connected with Transfiguration. Peter, Jacob and John are the three disciples whom Jesus Christ took to Mount Tabor in Galilee. There the Saviour went into deep prayer. His face changed and his clothing became sparkling white. Next to him two men appeared, the prophets Moses and Elijah, and they spoke of his impending death in Jerusalem. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, if thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And as he was yet speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and reported to no one in those days any of the things which they had seen. Thus Christ was revealed as the Son of God. It is this transformation of Jesus Christ that the church feast, Transfiguration, marks. Popular beliefs, rituals and prohibitions on August the 6th, and the days before and after it, are also connected with the changes resulting from realigning the biological clock. They are a reflection of the eternal desire to do what is right, to follow the laws of God, as the people have read them in the open book of nature's circle of life. Though at the height of summer, in popular belief, Transfiguration is thought to mark the changeover from summer to autumn. The sun turns its back on summer to face winter. The day grows shorter, snakes and lizards crawl into their holes, swallows get ready to fly south. In some villages in the Rhodopes, it is believed that God drops a furrow down from the sky, a sign that winter crops can now be sown. They say that on the eve of Transfiguration, a heavenly gateway opens in the sky and God himself appears to make the wishes of all who have seen this miracle come true. This is a belief that refers most of all to another turning point in nature marked on Epiphany, or Saint Jordan's Day, January the 6th. But the hope of a transformation for the better keeps people awake on the night before Transfiguration too. In many parts of the country, mothers would have their children look up into the night sky so as not to miss the opening of God's gateway and pray for health and wealth. The young would be told that this is a time for inner transformation and for taking stock of one's life, before the change of season and before nature takes the road to winter stillness.
Ajde brala moma, belo mi grojeze, crveno. Brala moma, belo mi grojeze, crveno. Crveno. Brala moma, belo mi grojeze, crveno. Ajde napolnila devet mi počvi sovino, napolnila devet mi počvi sovino, em sorakija, napolnila devet mi počvi sovino. Ajde naučilo se korno polski od Delija, naučilo se korno polski od Delija, da pije, naučilo se korno polski od Delija. Ajde točimo me, belo mi vino nemereno, zemaj pari bregja voće nebrojeni, nebrojeni.
The most popular ritual of all on this day was the blessing of the grapes. Farmers would take the first ripe grapes to church, where priests would chant prayers. Then the women would give of the consecrated grapes to all members of the family, to friends and relatives. In some parts of Bulgaria, they would go out into the road where the village shepherds passed. Consecrating grapes is pivotal. Grapes are used to make wine, the symbol of Christ's blood. In Bulgarian tradition, eating grapes before the Transfiguration church service was forbidden. In the Kapan community, an ethnic group of Bulgarians living in the northeastern part of the country, there was a local belief according to which neither red grapes nor red watermelon should be eaten. They say this will mark one's face. Along with grapes, in some regions, blackberries are also taken to church and the same ritual is performed. It is said that God created vines and its fruit and through them gave a fraction of his blessing. To lure men to eat of their fruit, the devil created the blackberries which ripen before grapes. That is why, according to popular tradition, blackberries should not be eaten before grapes, that is, before Transfiguration Day. On the feast day itself, it is the fruit of the Lord that should be eaten first.
Бог Господи, явися нам, благословен гради во имя Господне. Бог Господи, явися нам, благословен гради во имя Господне. Бог Господи, явися нам, благословен гради во имя Господне. Слава Отцу и Сину и Святому Духу, и ныне и присно и во веки веков. Аминь. Слава Отцу и Сину и Святому Духу, и ныне и присно и во веки веков. Аминь. Слава Отцу и Сину и Святому Духу, и ныне и присно и во веки веков. Аминь.
In Folk Studio, we brought you some of the traditions and customs connected with Transfiguration Day.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.